numbers, but either way, it will be a good game as these teams, even though they both have story traditions and they're on a little bit of a tough stretch, they will be fighting to get that first win or even get their second win in the face of Marshfield. So Rapids, they won the toss. They will receive the start of the game. And during the course of the game, I will read excerpts from the individuals who are going into the Hall of Fame. And then as that, we can even talk about a little bit of some of the ones that I have seen here that will more than likely be inductees as time rolls on into, or time rolls on forward as there will be another class next year, another class after that, and so on. As looking forward to seeing some of these faces deserve their place in amongst the best that there is in Rapids athletic history. And who knows, someday Randy Paul should be in there. I'll tell you that. He should be in there for the quality of games and the number of games he has put together. Mark Mazzolia, he's another one I think should be in there as a friend in there, longtime journalist in Wisconsin Rapids. Those are just two guys I really believe should be in there. And you know what? I'll even say it. Don Chesbrough. Don Chesbrough, he should be in the Rapids Hall of Fame for all the years of working the board and doing things amazingly as always. So with that, just about underway. Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, about ready to go. Marshfield wearing their road whites, top jersey, bottom pants, white socks, black numbers with black and orange trim. Wisconsin Rapids, red tops, white numbers, white pants, and white socks. And we are underway, foot to ball, in the words to Randy Paul. And we're underway as Rapids picks it up off the 10-yard line. And that will be running up there, Camden Shalinski, or Caden Shalinski, and he gets leveled at about the 25-yard line. So Wisconsin Rapids, they get the start of the game at about the 26-yard line. Going 26, first and 10 at 11:54 to go in this first quarter. Of course, quarterback Owen Richardson, 6'1", junior, 200 pounds, good-sized young man. Three receivers, top of the formation, one back. Richardson keeps it over the right side, and he will pick up about two on the play. As that will be a short gain, they will give him two. So second and 8, due up for the Red Raiders. Getting the call from Coach Krenz. And they break huddle. Three receivers, top of the formation, one back set. That would be Sawyer Brooks setting up on the left side. Three to the top of the formation, snap of the ball. That'll be Brooks over the right side, and he's getting wrapped up by a host of Tigers. Pounce on him, and down he goes for a loss on the play as 2 yards forward, 2 yards back, and that'll bring it up. Third down and 10 for the Red Raiders. As it will be, if I was a betting man, which I am not, I believe that would be a passing situation unless they can really get a good block move down the field. White helmets for the Red Raiders, black helmets for Marshfield. As they break the huddle, they being Rapids. Two receivers top formation, two back, one back set. One receiver moves to the top side, so three to the left, one to the right. As Rapids moves from my right to the left, motion to the right, and we have a flag for a false start on the Red Raiders. Looking at the stats all season long, penalties haven't exactly been a thing that Rapids has had trouble with for the most part. I mean, every team has them per game, but that hasn't really been a problem. But either way, that'll back them up 5 more yards, and it will be a 3rd and 15 coming up here, early portion of the game. No score between the teams. 10-20 left to go in the opening quarter. Change of formation. Two receivers on the bottom, one on the top, one back set. Richardson shotgun. Marks out the call. Looking to his right. Throws deep. That's going to be caught. And now waving it off. That was intended for Bryson Spranger, and his back was to the plate. His back was to me, and he grabbed the ball between two defensive backs, but Wave said, no, 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 you did not hold on to it, as I didn't see the drop, but not to say it didn't happen. So, Rapids looking to punt. Back there is Pete Steinhoffel, as Marshfield, they will be having Hayden Carlson awaiting the punt. High punt, but short. Good field position coming for the Tigers. Catching on the run is Carlson, and he gets belted out of bounds. Oh, at about the 38-yard line of Rapids. So, excellent field position for the Tigers to get things started. As Sawyer Brooks hopped him out of bounds. No, starting field position is Marshfield at the Rapids 38. 9:56 to go. First quarter is this game moving quickly. Tigers waiting no time to get in there and start it. Starting back, quarterback for the Tigers. Number five, Ethan Femel. And we got a back. We got receivers on both sides. I formation. Drop back, looking right. Throwing across the right side to number 86. Called in by 86. That is Vetter McTaggart for a first down on the play. It will go for 18. One attempt, one completion, 18 yards, and a first down for the Tigers as they move off the right side and sit right at the red zone, right at the Rapids 20-yard line. No score yet. 9:30 to go in the first quarter. Marshfield driving. Receiver coming to motion to the left side. One receiver left on the left side. Pitch. That'll be to McTaggart. And working backwards is McTaggart. And he gets taken down by a host of Raiders, as that will be a loss of five on the play. Rapids defense right there on the prowl. That got stretched out perfectly, as Caden Chalinski was in on the tackle. So, brings up second and 15 for the Tigers at the Rapids 25-yard line. Breaking the huddle is the Tigers. Two receivers going to the top of the formation. One back set, McTaggart. Another halfback behind the tight end and left tackle. Drop, looking to the right is Femel. Caught in the flat for a gain of about 7 yards. I believe that was Camden Kolstad, who stays down. That'll be a gain of seven. Slow to pop up, but off the field, so gain of seven on that, and that'll bring up a third. I believe third down coming in eight. Third and eight for the Tigers. Receiver on both sides. Back, boom, fumble on the play. That is covered by Femel. And that will be a loss of one on the play. So the one potential catastrophic turnover there. But Femelli's covered up. The ball sits on the 19-yard line for a fourth and nine for Marshfield. Rapids defense stepping up. Looking to turn the ball over on downs. I mean, this is, I don't know how good Marshfield's kicking game is, but this is either a real long field goal or pin them deep if you don't get it, as there's receivers both sides under center. Femel drops back. Try to loft it up, and that's way out of the back of the end zone, and that will be an incomplete pass and a turnover on downs. As Rapids gets the ball back, as both teams rushing back out there. No chance for any break yet, Don, so we'll keep going here. I know that'll be coming as a premium with the speed that these teams are coming out there and trying to play. So Rapids takes over on their own 19-yard line, 7:30. to go in the first quarter. No score here at Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. Rapids ready to go. One receiver top formation, two on the bottom, handoff in the middle to Brooks. And that's nothing doing. They gave him the line of scrimmage. Actually, a loss of one. Oh. Going backwards is Brooks. So, second and 11 for the Red Raiders on their own 18-yard line. Rapids breaks their huddle. Trips near side. One back set. Shotgun formation for Richardson. Richardson barking out the call. Lap of the hands. Option pitch right. Here comes Brooks. He's got the corner to the 20. Gets belted out of bounds. The 25, so a gain of 7. And that'll bring up third down, third and 5 for Rapids. A little more manageable as they look to pick up their first down of the game. So they're calling it third and 4. Pretty close in between there, so. Here we go, big play of the game. Two receivers top formation, one near side, one back set. Richardson, slap of the hands in the shotgun. Drops back. Rolling to his right, and he's just going to take off. 25, 30, gets up to about the 34, and he gets hit. Wait, out of bounds. There will be 15 added. So we'll see exactly the call. But he picked up 10. He picked up 10 yards on that for the first down, and then 15 on top of it. Personal foul, late hit out of bounds. Roughing the passer could be it too. But he's out of the pocket, so personal foul, they hit out of bounds. And that will move Rapids to just about midfield, as they will actually be right at the midfield stripe. This cues for the Tigers. Rapids capitalizing, but there's a lot of game to go. Rapids marches up to midfield. Two receivers near side, one top formation. One back set in Brooks, Richardson in the shotgun. Flap of the hands, drop back, looking right side. Throw. And that is caught. Caught for a gain of 15. Cohen Lehman for Wisconsin Rapids, first down. Well, first down for the Red Raiders here at the Marshfield 35-yard line. Receivers, two on the bottom, one top, halfback being Brooks. Flap of the hands, and there is a flag. That'll probably be a false start on Rapids. And it is illegal motion. We'll back it up five more for the Red Raiders. Rapids, they have had, when Randy and I have seen them over the course of the year against Rice Lake and DC Evers, they'll have such good spurts here and there, and then they'll have a false start, or they'll have an offsides, or what have you, and that'll just take the wind out of the sails. And hopefully that does not happen on this drive for Rapids, as they've been able to move the ball well against Marshfield to this point. As next play, caught on the near side. But hauled in by number 17, Spranger. Yes. Heck of a catch on that. And that was a 10-11-yard reception. Second and 4. Two receivers top, one bottom. Richardson looking that way to the right side, and that gets popped out of the hands of DJ Weiland. So it'll be third and 4 for Rapids at the Marshfield 29-yard line. They've got to make the 25. See what Rapids can do here. Kind of in a jam. We'll see how they respond. Two receivers, top formation, one near side. Brooks, lone setback. Shotgun formation,
for Richardson. Snap out into the flat to Brooks, and nothing doing. He gets driven back. He's going to have a loss of two on the play. So that swing pass went nowhere. Loss of two. So it'll be fourth down and six to go on the Marshfield 31-yard line. That's kind of what I was saying just a little bit ago. If Rapids gets one of those penalties, it can really throw a wrench in the gears of what they want to do. But they're going for it from their own 31. One receiver on the top formation, two on the bottom, one back set. Motion to the right side. And there will be a timeout taken. So Don, how about we take a minute timeout? And we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
Both teams breaking the huddle. Getting ready for this big play of the game. Fourth and six for Wisconsin Rapids at the Marshfield 31-yard line. Trips near side, one back set, Richardson in the shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Drop back, looking right, rolling right, and he's tucking and running. He's got the 30, 25, balls over a couple Tigers, down to the 20-yard line, first and 10 Red Raiders, as he kept his own number and picked up 11 for Richardson for another Red Raider first down. Starting to really read that well. And now it's the first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Red Raiders, two receivers top, one near side. Brooks has the one back set, right side, now motion to the left. Drop back, pass, going to the end zone, looking for it, and it's a touchdown, Red Raiders! Touchdown, Rapids, on a 20-yard strike. And Rapids to Cohen Lehman for the 20-yard strike, and Rapids takes a lead. Rapids striking first in the battle for Wood County. And that sends the home team crowd into elation. The cheerleaders running around with the Rapids flags as the UWSB the Pointer Cheer and Stunt Team is here as well. And we'll talk about why in a bit as the PAT is up and good by kicking that. Was Jack Ackerman. And Rapids takes a 7-0 lead. And we'll be back here in just a moment, in about a minute, here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
And there's your kick as little trickeration for the Tigers on that kick return as they are up to about midfield. As Gavin Larson, he handed the ball off to Hayden Carlson. Carlson took it up the far side, went to his right, and was able to get a dandy return for the Tigers as they will start their second possession of the game again in Rapids field position at the Rapids 49-yard line with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Rapids holding a 7-0 advantage after a 20-yard touchdown strike from Owen Richardson to Cohen Lehman. And the point after by Jack Ackerman. Rapids in business, but the Tigers not going to lay down for this one. And there's a fumble recovered by the Red Raiders. Fumble on the snap. Rapids recovers by J.D. Weiland at the Tiger 36-yard line. Rapids in business again. Marshfield 36-yard line with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Rapids, things bouncing their way. And that's about time that happens this year for Rapids. We'll see if they take a shot right away or just try to get in a better position. One receiver, top formation, two near side, one back. Shotgun formation for Richardson. He drops back, looking left, looking right, nowhere to go with it as he takes off up the middle and he turns nothing into something as he picks up three on the play. John Sternweiss for Marshfield on the tackle. As that'll be a gain of two on the play. And he did the old fancy move forward, move backward, move forward that they always do to Randy and myself. I thought they'd take the night off because Randy's not here. But evidently not. Maybe it's a me thing, as it usually is. So Rapids, second and eight. Two receivers near side, one top. Drop back, looking left, throwing. Up, caught, touchdown Wisconsin Rapids! This time it's Sprager on a 34-yard strike and Rapids goes up 13-0. Oh boy, Rapids is really taking care of business as I write down these stats. Sure, I circle everything that I need to circle. And Rapids looking to go up 14-0. As we have just played, we have just under 3 minutes left to go in this first quarter play. Snap of the ball, Ackerman kick, and that's up. And doinks off the post and no good. But not to worry, Red Raider fans, as they did take care of a Marshfield fumble. And a 36-yard strike later, where Wisconsin Rapids leads 13-0 over Marshfield. Don, be back in a minute here on 105.5 FM WRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God,
baby. With 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Well, I don't know about number one in the state, but so far, Wisconsin Rapids look like number one in Wood County as they hold a 13-0 lead over the Tigers as Marshfield take that ensuing kickoff up to the 39-yard line of their own. And they've got some work to do, but they got plenty of time to do it. That's the thing, is they snap the ball. Different quarterback in there for the moment. Run up the middle, and there's nothing doing. As in for quarterback on that one is Trevin Fries. As running the ball that time was Caden Snyder for a gain of two. Sorry, Brooks on the tackle, so it'll be a second and eight. Rapids taking advantage of what they are given as the Tigers are caught a little shell shock, I'd say. Receiver top formation, full back set as Fries rolls to his right, looking downfield. There is a flag on the play. There's two flags on the play, probably offsetting. One in the secondary, one in the near side. We'll sort this out. And we will get the official word, and the officials are getting together, but as we wait, Bay Street Auto, family owned and operated. Bay Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver, a new ride. Save your wheels and let A Street Auto find wheels for them. As I was correct, holding against Rapids, holding against the Tigers, and we will replay second down and eight at the Marshfield 41-yard line. This time, two receivers top, now a shift. One receiver near side, two receivers near side, no one on the top, two backs and a tight end. Fries, he hands off up the middle, and just 1 yard doing for number 26 for the Tigers and Hayden Carlson. H-A-I-D-E-N, one of the million ways you can spell Hayden. And it now brings up third and seven for the Tigers from their own 42-yard line. Minute 10 left to go first quarter. Rapids leading 13-0. As two receiver, one receiver top, one bottom. Back set, dropping back is Fries. Fries rolling to his right. Almost intercepted, but caught on the far side. That just went out of the hands. Boy, that was a close one. As pulling that down for the Tigers. That was a close one. So first down for the Tigers. That's their second one. As they picked up eight, I believe that was 10 on the play. Snap the ball. Going to the right side. And that's a good run there. That's a full 10 picked up by Carlson. Chalinski on the tackle, as that will be a first and 10 for the Tigers at the Wisconsin Rapids 38-yard line. Rapids can't. I mean, they can let Marshfield score, but they got to make a stand here. They got to show that they mean business, and they're just not going to lay and wait. Marshfield moving the formation around, I formation, receivers top and bottom. Handoff going to right side to Carlson. He gets roped down after, nearly a gain of nine. Chunk plays for Marshfield, and that will be the first quarter as he brings it down to the 29-yard line of the Red Raiders, and that is the end of the first quarter. So, end of the first quarter here from Wisconsin Rapids, where we've got a good one brewing. Wisconsin Rapids 13. Marshfield nothing. We'll be back here in a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Back out of the second quarter, rushing to get to it is Marshfield. First carry, 2 yards. First down for the Tigers. As they snap again, first and 10. Way late, delayed handoff. Going to the right side, or going to the left side is Carlson, but there's a flag way back in the backfield. As we'll see what this call is. That'd be a gain of 8. But we'll see what the call is. Holding against the Tigers. So, back them up 10. First and 20 for the Tigers. As it will be from the Rapids 38-yard line. Red Raiders just taking care of business early to this point, taking care of a Marshfield fumble. Good news there if you're a Rapids fan. And then just moving the ball down the field. And then just moving the ball down the field through the air. As Marshfield steps to the line. Two receivers near side. Tight ends up in play in factor. Carlson hands off right side. And he gashes down for a gain of 6. That was Carlson, Meisner, Harland Meisner. Not what I saw, but that's all right. The yards are still there. As Marshfield facing a second and long, second 14 from the Rapids, 32-yard line. And now we've got a whistle. Timeout Marshfield, and we take a moment here to talk about Econ Electric. That's the time of year where weather, you just don't know, and with it being warm, we can still get some nasty storms. Hope not, but if we do and lose power when your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, that's right. We got to try to work on that sound like Ghostbusters. We really do. As Econ Electric, of course, that's who you call. Get your Generac generator today and never miss a thing. Due to power loss. That's what you do then, as you call Econ Electric. Or if you're like Randy Paul, he's actually looked into getting a geriatric generator. That's his own word saying that too. So you can tell him I said it, and he'd agree. He's the one who said it. As Marshfield comes out of their timeout, want to thank our sponsors, of course, but coming up on a 2nd and 14. Tigers ready to go. As they hand off to Carlson, left side, weaving in and out, and he's pulling some Red Raiders with him, and he turns that into a pretty good gainer of 12. Direct snap, actually, for a gain of 12. Now it's a 3rd and 2 for Marshfield. As Marshfield fans, student section, all clad in white, and their cheerleaders getting rowdy and getting excited for their team. There's Wisconsin Rapids. I don't see anybody down there from the student section. Actually, it's packed full. They're all in camouflage. As there is a flag, and that will be A first down via penalty for Marshfield. Offsides on the Red Raiders. Their third penalty of the game. And that results in a first down for Marshfield as the ball sits right on the 15-yard line. Miscues have been kind of the thing this year for the Red Raiders. And unfortunately, it continues here when they need a stop. 9:21 to go before halftime. Rapids up. 13-0. As there is a touchdown for the Tigers. Heck of a throw. Pulled in by Ben Jordan. Trevin Fries to Ben Jordan. As there was actually a flag on the play, and there will be a hold. That's being called back. I didn't see the flag in the scrum in the middle, but there was one. So moving the Tigers back 10 yards. As I got done talking about Rapids miscues. How about the Tigers taking a touchdown off the board? The ball moves back to the 25-yard line. First and 20 for the Tigers. Ball in 25. The receiver's near side. Motion going to the right. Fries drops back. Hits Carlson in the flat. Trying to get there's the Red Raiders in there, massing in numbers. And a big hit at the 25-yard line. Nothing going for Carlson. Carlson on the swing pass. Nothing doing. Still counts as a reception. Don't. Brings up second and 20 from the 25-yard line for the Tigers. 8:20 and counting here in the first half. Rapids leading 13-0. Remember the last time Randy and I brought you guys a Marshfield game a few years ago? That was a 6-0 game. Marshfield, that was a speedy game too. As Fries drops back, fakes a handoff, gets hit as he throws the ball. And a catch on the near side. You see the number on that. Nice catch for the young man. As that was Sadowska. Reception. As he gains 8 on the play. Well, that brings up a 3rd and 12 for the Tigers on the Rapids 17-yard line. 7:43 to go, first half. Rapids up 13-0. Looking for a stop here. Looking for a stop. Three receivers top, one bottom. Spread out. Drop back is Fries as he throws the ball up. And that's intercepted in the end zone. Interception for the Red Raiders. As that is Caden Chalinski. And Rapids turns away the Tigers. And there you have it. Defense stands up. And Rapids now has the ball at their own 20-yard line. Great job for the Red Raiders. 7:21 to go before the half. And Rapids, they can eat up some clock and maybe score and really put the Tigers in a tough spot. Outstanding play as one rusher got through, got his hands in the face, and Fries, he looked like he threw that up and through a silo, and Caden Chalinski was just there for the fair catch interception in the end zone to turn the ball over. Now Rapids on the attack. Two receivers, top side, one bottom. Richardson running for his life from the 20. Hits up first down for the Red Raiders as he scrambles to the left for 12. Compared to the first few games, Richardson is seeing the field so much better now. And the game has slowed so down so much for him that he is really looking comfortable back there. That's kind of funny how much, you know, once the season goes through, how things change. As Rapids breaks the huddle, three receivers top, Brooks one back set. Shotgun, Richardson, as he hands it up the middle to Brooks. And Brooks fighting. grounding and pounding as he brings up a gain of four for the Raiders. That'll bring up second and six here with 7 minutes to go. Ball sitting at the 36-yard line of the Red Raiders. This is kind of familiar to what we're used to in what Tony Brubiolo brought to Rapids, is the using up clock, moving the ball, being efficient in what you're doing. And it's easy to do that when you have a 13-point lead and just got an interception. Oh, Rapids breaks the huddle again. Three receivers top, one back set. Looking right, throwing up into the flat, picked up, and that is dropped, incomplete. They're way on the far side of the field, so kind of tough to see with some of this glare. And that'll bring up third down for the Raiders. Third and six. You can get the Tigers to jump, pick up five, and that makes the play call a little easier. Then we'll, during halftime, we'll crunch some numbers, try to get some results from other games going on. Then we'll talk about the Athletic Hall of Fame inductees for this year. Rapids breaks huddle, two receivers near side, one top, one back set. Shotgun formation for Richardson, looks immediately to his left. That's to Lehman, and he gets leveled after a gain of three. In a three. So fourth and three coming up for the Red Raiders at their own 39. That's a tough call. Don't want to give Marshfield good field position. But Rapids appears to be going for it. Maybe calling timeout. Maybe not. We'll see what they do. Motion coming near side. Trying to get the Tigers to jump, and they're not going to. I think Rapids. Oh, they snap it. And a quick little pooch punt. There they go. They fooled me. I was kind of wondering if they do that. And a good roll. That rolls inside the 10. Right to the 5. And down it is. Awesome punt for the Red Raiders. Downing it at the Marshfield 5-yard line, where they will take over here at Woodcrest Bank Stadium. As both teams hurrying back out on the field. As Coach Denny Gadel actually tells his team to stop, we need to talk and be efficient. But as they do talk, we'll talk continuously again about more of our wonderful sponsors, Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work. And all they do, but they do so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair. Speaking of Rapids Transmission, they are the sponsor of the keyword of the day, and my apologies for not getting it done sooner, but for the 7 o'clock hour, and you got still time, another 20 minutes. My apologies on that with this game going heavy action. The word? Game. I can't make that one up. Game. G-A-M-E. Get to the Civic Media app. Make sure you type it in. Enter for some good prizes. Grand prize could be going to watch a game in Green Bay with the good team wearing green and yellow against the other team wearing purple and yellow. They will not be named. If Seth's listening, he's like, come on. As Marshfield backed up 3 yards after a false start, counter handoff to Carlson. That was an inside handoff to Josh Taylor. As he moves the ball up, 3 yards. So it picks up for that false start after they moved half the distance back. Been a good game. And text game, Civic Media app to register for the prizes. And it's text to win multi-state competition. Marshfield breaks the huddle. One receiver both side. I formation. Drop back. Rise. Hand off on the right side to, I believe that was Carlson. And he gains 5 on the play. He's having a pretty good game. 7 carries, 39 yards. Again, game. Text that in. Brandon Martin on the tackle for the Red Raiders. Bringing up a 3rd and 6. with 4 minutes to go, 4 minutes, 18 seconds to go in this second quarter. So, third and six to go for the Tigers. Two receivers top, one near side, looking left at his Fries, looking right, and he's got his man on the far side. And there's a penalty for the Red Raiders. Sadowska got the reception. 15, 16 yards. Gain of 16 for Sadowska. And that will be a passing first down. But a 15-yard late hit for the Red Raiders. And Marshfield now out of the shadow of their own goal line and now moving the ball with 3:54 left to go in the first half. Can't be making these mistakes, Rapids. Can't be letting Marshfield back in this. Mental lapses. No, Coach Krenz will be the first one to say, we got to stop this. This is dumb. We shouldn't be making these penalties. I'm not saying the young man is dumb. I'm saying the penalties are dumb, which I know they would agree. Pursuit from the backside as there's a big hit on the near side. Pass hauled in by Taylor. As that will be a gain of two. Five completions on six attempts here for Fries. So, second and eight for the Tigers from their own 43-yard line. One receiver near side, motion coming to the near side. Handoff coming over this side, and he's loose. He got 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35 for Carlson. As the ball was on the 43, 7, 17, 22, 23. 23 yards on that carry. So first down for the Tigers. Ball sitting at the Rapids 34-yard line. Rapids again needing to get some kind of a stop as the two receivers top formation. One halfback, one back set. Shotgun for Fries, looking left, now rolling left as he throws it last second over the Rapids defense. Out of bounds. He had Sadowska wide open, but out of bounds as it is now second and 10 for the Tigers. 3:32 left in the first half. Rapids up 13-0. Game moving at a good clip. Randy always says, never talk about that. And he's right, he shouldn't. What else can we talk about? This has been a good game. Again, text GAME, Civic Media app. Self-registered to possibly win some prizes. Hope you guys do. I can't partake. So I hope someone gets it. Two receivers top, handoff inside, as that was direct snap to Carlson. Gain of three. Nine carries, 65 yards for Carlson. Third down, and I would say seven to go. Ball resting at the 31-yard line of the Red Raiders. Let's see what Rapids can do here. I formation, one receiver, both sides. Under center is Fries. Fake the handoff, looking right, throwing deep. And that's way overthrown. Incomplete. And that brings up fourth down for the Tigers on the Rapids 31-yard line. Oh. Fourth and seven coming up. See what Rapids can do here. big stop, no penalties. That would be great for Rapids if they can then move the ball down the field in the final minute 40, or 2:40, I should say, with a 13-0 lead. So fourth and seven, due up here for the Tigers. Break the huddle, one receiver near side, two top, two back, one on each side of Fries. Drop back, looking to the right side, and that's a reception for the first down. That was a catch by Jordan. As ball from the 31-yard line. 21, not the 11. Cool. 17-yard pickup. And another first down for the Tigers. Well, now they got the ball sitting at the 14-yard line of the Raiders. 2.5 to go. Under center was Fries. Got a guy chasing him down. Rapids trying to get there. And they throw the ball out of the end zone. No roughing on that. Breathing down his neck was Connor Vine and Pete Steinhoffel. Oh, incomplete pass. They'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the Rapids 14. 2:25 to go in the first half. Rapids trying to preserve the shutout at this point. And a quick moving game. Again, text game. The Civic Media app. Registered to win some prizes. I don't get to choose what words they are. I was told by Seth this afternoon, and oh boy, this is going to be a fun one. It's Fries. Drops back, and now he keeps it going up the middle, and he gets inside the 5. As I think they actually pulled quarterback now for a gain of 9 for Hamill. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that because he keep pulling one quarterback in, one out. I thought that they kept Fries in there. Now, Fommel, he's back in there. Under center, I formation, as he's going right up the middle, trying the old tush-push, and he is a gain of, oh boy, that's a close one. Gain of 3. So first and goal from the Rapids 2-yard line. 1:30 to go in this first half. Rapids trying to stand tall. We'll see if they continue the Philadelphia tush-push or what they're going to do. Can they move the formation? Now they're going back there as Bommel under center, and that's what they're going to do, trying to pull it, and Rapids trying to keep him back, and we'll see what the call is. He might have gained 1, and he did. Rapids did a good job pulling him backwards. Under a minute to go. Ball on the 1, 2nd and goal from the 1 for the Tigers. Trailing 13-0. Seconds to go and counting. Tick, 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 tick. As Bommel's still back out there. I formation, receivers either way. Fullback, halfback, under center, Bommel. And now he drops back to the back to Carlson. And he spins and dances his way in. Touchdown, Tigers. On the 1-yard plunge. And they're back in this game after starting on their own 5, inside their own 5. Tigers move the ball all the way down. And they are going for 2. Little weird formation, and they get it. As Taylor, he just bulldozes his way in there. Josh Taylor for the conversion. And with 16 seconds to go in the first half, we've got a ball game. Wisconsin Rapids 13, Marshfield 8. Back here in a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, oh, crap. There's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. But what's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
And we've got the kick, and it lands inside the 20, and it rolls to 15, the 10, inside the 10, and out of bounds. So there's a flag on the play. Illegal kick. And Rapids will be getting the ball at their own 35 with 16 seconds to go. At the half, send it back to Don. We'll play more wonderful country music as they crunch the numbers, get some updates from a couple other games going on. Then we'll talk about the Hall of Famers that they will be inducting here at the half. So, plenty to happen here as Wisconsin Rapids starts their own 35-yard line with 16 seconds to go. Richardson sparks out the order. Two receivers top, two bottom, as there should be an interference, and there is against the Tigers, as he, I believe that was Bryson Spranger. He just got roped down. That should be a 15-yard penalty, I believe. And the ball will come to midfield. And they're doing the formalities. They were to exactly where it was. Ball comes to midfield, 12 seconds to go. Telling me there's a chance. Rapids could get in some good position here. The Tigers keep committing penalties. Rapids, first and 10 from the 50. Richardson drops back, looking left. Now he's rolling left. He gets taken down inside the 40 for a loss of 12 on the play, and that's probably going to be how the first half ends. And it is. As Meisner on the sack. And there's your first half of play. Where? Wisconsin Rapids leading homecoming week 13-8 over the Marshfield Tiger. So, as I said, we're going to send this game broadcast back to Don back at the studio where he can play some great music as 15-minute halftime and play a few songs. Let me know when you send it back, and we'll go from there. But either way, halftime here, Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium, where Rapids enjoys a 13-8 lead. So, keep listening here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 60 right now.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app.
1055 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 1055 WIRI.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of trucks sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride.